This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God. It's another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for being a holy people unto the Lord. The teaching of God's commandments is what we have. And I'm thanking God we're serving the true God. We have the laws of God. And we have a teaching priest. And we're thanking God we have the priest that is sent by God. He speaks the words of God. And now I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. As she said, we're a royal priesthood, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So if anyone want to question my credentials, that's what the scripture says. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about where and why we are here. Why we're here and to whom shall we go? That's what this is all about today. Before we get into that, incorruptible. Thank God for you, Sister Paris. Sister Paris, Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323 754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's Podcasts. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church Podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Mm-hmm. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? That's why as we go forth, we only have God's word to set before you, which is the law. And most of these ministers don't tell you it's the law because they claim the law is done away with. And they claim that the commandments, we can't keep them. The law and the commandments is God's word. The word is God. And the word was made flesh. That's all Jesus. But if you don't have that vision, you cannot get what the scripture is saying. Let's go to St. John 6 and 66. Why we are here?
All right.
We're here for a reason.
Yes, sir.
And if we're not here, to whom shall we go? That was the question that Peter asked. Lord, where are we going? This is about eternal life. This is not about just Jesus. And Jesus is eternal life. But all the people know Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He said, when are you going to get eternal life? Well, I'm going to heaven one day. If you don't go to heaven here, you're not going there then. Isn't that beautiful? The kingdom starts here. And you continue in the kingdom there. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 6 and 66, Deacon.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
Now that's the word. Any one that God sends should never be intimidated because they don't walk the water, because they don't raise a natural death. The Lord did that. They still went back. And this is why the Lord told one that was in hell, let me go warn my brethren, or send someone to warn my brethren. They got Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. If you can't hear God's word, you're not going to make it to eternal life, because that's what eternal life is, God's word. If you can't hear the word, you don't love God. You don't know God, because the word is the law. And the word was commanded. Isn't that beautiful? There are 10 precepts. Isn't that beautiful? From that time, many of his disciples went back. They were following him. But there was a reason why they turned back, because it got to a point, some words they couldn't handle. What?
Yes. Went back and walked no more with him.
What?
Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away?
Wait a minute. Are you going? Because some walk away. That's the mindset we all have to maintain. Doesn't matter who come and go.
That's right.
You've got to know, where are we going?
That's right.
Who else? I don't see anybody bringing eternal life where you understand what you are getting. They bring Jesus, but where's the eternal life? Say, well, he's going to give it to you. Well, when he gave it to you, what was it? Because he tells you plainly what it is.
Yes.
Eternal life is the word, which is who he is.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's the commandments.
Yes.
And if you can't see that, where are you going? You should stay until you get it. Till you understand that. And if you don't understand that where you are, you need to come where you get understanding. He said, will ye also go away? What did he say?
Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, To whom shall we go?
Who are we going to? Because when you see these preachers, they're not preaching the Ten Commandments as eternal life. They're not preaching that. They're only preaching God going to give you, the Lord going to give you eternal life. But they're not telling you the word. The law is eternal. They won't tell you that because they don't know it. They won't tell you what the commandments is eternal life. They can't tell you that because they tell you what the commandments done away with. That means eternal life gone done away with. How plain is that? That's just simple as one and one is two. But today's math, one and one is four. With the math these preachers touting, because 3 days and three nights you can't get between Friday and Sunday. Now, if you can't understand that, how can you get a vision from God? You can't understand math.
Right.
How stupid is that?
Right.
So when he rose after 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday, and he didn't get into the ground till Friday night, if that's the night he was crucified on.
Right.
So if you can't understand that, I can understand why one might say, what the commandments done away with? Because you're doing away with eternal life.
Yes.
Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? What?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
Wait a minute. He had the word of eternal life. So eternal life are words.
Yes.
It's called his word.
Yes.
Eternal life is words.
Yes.
It's law because you can't change it. That's why it makes it eternal.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It was commanded.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? They were commanded. And that's why it cannot be altered. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But these preachers don't seem to understand it. But I understand. Because you can get 3 days and three nights between Friday and Sunday. You can't build a house with that kind of math. You can't put your clothes on with that kind of math. Can't do nothing with that kind of math. That sounds more like an infidel thinking. It does. Read.
Yes, Pastor. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ.
Now we're sure thou art that Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you have the words of eternal life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 5:11.
All right.
We are very sure too. And I'm not sure about me. I'm sure about what the word is saying.
Yes.
I'm sure what the word is saying.
Yes.
I'm sure about what the word is.
Yes.
I'm sure about what the scripture is saying. And they are too if they will look at it and believe it. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 5:11.
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life.
What?
And this life is in his
Son. So wait a minute. Eternal life is a record.
Yes, it is.
In other words, it's precepts written. That's the record.
Yes.
And what does it say? This is the record that God hath given to us
eternal life.
And this life, what?
Is in his Son.
Now wait a minute. Anytime something is in you, that's what you're going to tout. As the Lord said, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. That's where your treasure is. Where your treasure is, where your heart is. And if eternal life is in you, you're going to talk about it. Because that's what I'm talking about. The record God gave eternal life, which is the 10 precepts, which is law. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if the preacher's not talking about 10 precepts, the law, and it was commanded, you're not talking about the record God gave. This record is in his Son. What?
He that hath the Son hath life.
Now wait a minute. You got life when you got the Son of God that is bringing you the eternal life record. If you have the Son that hath the record on the inside, that's what he's talking about. Now you got life. He that hath the Son, what?
Yes, hath life.
And what?
And he that hath not the Son of God hath not
now, wait
life.
A minute. The record God gave of his Son, whether that's you or I or back then or the Lord, is that they had a record of eternal life.
Yes.
And that's why he said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say.
Beautiful.
And what I should speak. And I know
beautiful
that his commandment is life, everlasting.
Beautiful.
Now, where do I need to go to anybody else to say anything different than that? Where are we going? Because everywhere else you go, they say, oh, the commandment's done away with. So who are we going to? We're going to the one got the record.
Yes.
And this life is in his Son. That one got the record. It's called, that's my Son. Because
yes,
that's what he said. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 19:16 and see what the Son said. Jesus said the same thing. They said, what must I do to get eternal life? He didn't say, believe me. He didn't say that. Which was yet the same thing. But he didn't say that. He was talking about the record that was given him. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 19, 16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do? He
had it fixed up real good. Good master, what good thing?
Yes.
You think there's a bad thing you can do and get in there? Ain't no such thing, no bad thing. So what good thing? He didn't even say, what thing? What good thing? Because he know it got to be something good. That means the eternal life must be a good thing. Huh? What good thing?
Shall I do that I may have eternal life?
What?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
Back up here. Why are you calling me good? I thought it was about eternal life. Why are you spreading the butter on me so thick? Good master. Is there a bad master? Good master.
Right. Why callest thou me good?
What?
There is none good but
one. In other words, there's nobody in this life. And it's true. Ain't nobody good but one. That is God.
That is God.
So if we're going to be good, we have to be one with God.
Yes.
Same mind. That's why I said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we can say, I'm like God. I got the mind of Christ. What was the Lord's mind? My Father gave me a commandment. So when we say, oh, the commandment's done away. Wait a minute, I got the mind of Christ. That's what Christ said. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. What?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life.
But to address what you're talking about now, eternal life. If you're going to enter into life, what?
Keep the commandments.
How plain is that? I want anybody that's watching this video. What do you call it? App?
Podcast.
That's what's wrong with what he just said. Why would the Lord say, keep the commandments?
Yes.
If they were done away with. Or why would he say, keep the commandments if he thought, well, they're going to be done away with? He didn't think that way. Because that's what eternal life is. You can't do away with eternal life. Only thing you can do is accept it. And once you accept it, it's our job is to work to keep it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What did he say? If thou wilt enter
into life,
what?
Keep the commandments.
How plain is that? Let's go to Deuteronomy. We're going to come back. Deuteronomy 33, I believe it is.
Yes, Pastor.
How plain is that? If you're going to enter into life, start keeping the commandments. Every preacher that here and everyone that think that preacher is so smart said, well, you need to come here, but this man is saying. Because he's quoting the scripture, and what do you think about that? 32, Deuteronomy 32 and 46. What does it say?
46. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day.
What?
Which ye shall command your children to observe.
Wait a minute. Command your children. Now, why would God say command your children if he thought you couldn't do it?
Right.
No, command them. Yes. Like he commanded him, yes. Moses. Yes. Command your children.
Which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law.
Wait a minute, not some, but all the words of this law. What?
For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life.
Wait a minute. So who are we going?
All right.
This is our life.
This is our life.
And
yes.
It's not vain.
No.
Now, it would be vain if it was going to be done away with, or if it wasn't effective, it would be vain. But it's not vain.
No, it's not.
Because this is your life.
Yes,
eternal life, you can't do away with that.
No.
You can only keep it. Or not do it. You can't do away with it.
Because
that's God. That's the word. For it is not a vain thing for you. What?
Because it is your life.
It's your life. Then he just say, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. It's the same thing.
Yes.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
He didn't change. What?
Yes, because this is your life. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land. Whether ye go over Jordan to
possess
it. In other
words, you will prolong your days in God. It won't be a short stay. Because prolong means there's no end to it. You just keep prolonging your days. That's
beautiful.
Eternal. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back.
Yes.
Go back to 1 John again.
1 John 5.
Mm-hmm. And Matthew, excuse me, Matthew's 19 and 16. Read it again.
Oh, yes.
Thank God.
Yes, Pastor. It says,
and listen, I don't mind reading this over and over again because maybe something not hearing. You call your friend and say, this man been talking about the same scripture for the last 20 minutes. Because God wants you to get it in your heart. Isn't that beautiful? What did it say?
And behold, one said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
What did he say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
What?
But if thou will enter.
But if you're going to enter into life.
Into life.
What?
Keep the commandments.
What did he say? If you're going to enter into the life of God.
Yes.
Life as a son.
Yes.
What did he say?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now wait a minute. He said, what good thing shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? What did he say again?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments.
Keep the word.
Yes, yes.
Keep the law.
Yes.
Keep Jesus in your heart. Isn't that beautiful? Keep God in your heart. Isn't that beautiful? Keep the commandments. Isn't that beautiful? Now, let's go to 1 John 5 and 3.
All right.
Let's see if we can get a witness, because it's all about these commandments. Now, John walked with him.
All right.
And I don't think John said, well, you know what? Now, the commandments, God knew you couldn't do it. And as the Lord was going up, he gave me a new commandment to give to you.
No.
Just love, but not the love that keeps the commandments, just love.
Right.
Which is carnal. Everybody born with a little love and mischief. That's what he taught. No. No, it's about keeping the commandments.
Yes.
And God defines what the love of keeping God's commandments is. 5 and 3, what?
Yes. For this is the love of God.
Now, this is the love God talking about. He said, love you one another. This is the love of God, what?
That we keep his commandments.
What?
And his commandments are not grievous.
Wait, hold on now. But the preachers say, well, you know what? Nobody could keep them. That makes this scripture a lie, because they're not grievous.
Right.
The scripture says the way of a transgressor is hard.
Yes, that's right.
But this, the commandments are not grievous.
No.
So then why would he do away with it? But the preacher said, most of these Christian preachers that believe in Sunday and all, and that you don't have to keep it. Well, we couldn't do it. God knew we couldn't do it. Did that grieve us?
No.
Why did John say, this is the love of God? What?
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
No, wait a minute. If the commandments are not grievous, to whom are we going to?
Right.
Why would you go to somebody that says you don't have to keep them when God tells you they're not grievous? So you can't say, oh, that's hard. No, that's not what it's saying. 18 verse says what?
18 says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
Well, wait a minute. You can't help but say that. Ain't what the scripture is telling you. John is not saying that, not believing. John was being moved by the Holy Ghost when he spoke and wrote this. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. What?
But he that is begotten of the Father keepeth himself.
Begotten of the Father.
Begotten of God keepeth himself.
He is the Father.
Excuse me.
But when you begotten of God, you keep yourself.
Yes.
Because it's the Holy Ghost that's doing it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the third chapter, 3 and 9,
yes.
1 John. 3 and 9. Yes. Just wait a minute. What John is saying is consistent. You got to keep the commandments. Because
yes.
when you're born of God, you can't sin.
Right.
Because you're born of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? 3 and 9 says what?
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Oh, hold on now. Well, you can't help but sin. There's sin in Zion. Well, you ain't been born of God. Because whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Right.
Read.
For his seed remaineth in him.
And wait a minute. The word is remaining. That means the commandments are there and you can't. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
What?
In this, the children of God are manifest.
Now, wait a minute, it's how we know. In this, the fruit manifests who you are. In this, the children of God are manifest. It shows you who has God and who don't. And what?
And the children of the devil.
What?
Whosoever doeth not the righteousness is not of God.
It don't say the righteousness.
Doeth not righteousness.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness. Now, wait a minute. He said, now, the Lord is our righteousness.
Yes.
I never say whosoever doeth not the Lord
is
righteous, because when you do righteousness, that is God. Because
right.
he is our righteousness. And his righteousness is broken down into 10 precepts, called the 10 precepts, the commandments, called the law, which is God's word. That's righteousness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
Yes. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil.
What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God.
So it's not enough to say, well, the Lord is our righteousness. You can say that if you're doing righteousness, but I understand the scripture says in Deuteronomy 26 and 25, it shall be our righteousness.
Yes.
It shall be
yes.
if we observe all these commandments.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? So that's what righteousness is. Right back to eternal life.
Right.
Because if you do it, you got a right to it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Adam had a right to that tree
yes, he did.
As long as they obeyed. But when they disobeyed, they were put out.
Yes.
And that's what we do here. If you don't do it, you're out.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
And guess what? There's a flaming sword that keeps you from getting back in till you get the repentance right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 5 and 9. Let's read that again. 1 John 5 and 9. What does it say? Read it first time.
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
God wrote these scriptures by moving on his anointed and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wrote this. It's really God, and God's instrument is his disciples. He used them as instruments to write. If we receive the witness of men, witness of God is greater.
It's greater.
It doesn't matter about the Johnny come lately. Say, we're going to observe the day he rose. Because the Johnny come lately can't add one and one and come up with two. These preachers, they can't add one and one and come up with five. They can't add. But whether they can add or not, the witness of God is greater.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. What?
For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his son.
Wait a minute. He's testified about this of his son. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew's 19 and 17. Let's go back there.
Yes.
Lord was letting this potential son, who this so-called follower, who thought that they were a son, he let them know, you really ain't got nothing. Because he said, well, all these have I kept my youth. That means if you were keeping them, why would you ask? What must I do to get it? And it's the same thing with these so-called followers of Christ today. You ask them what eternal life is, they say, well, eternal life, that's what God gonna give me. They'll say it's heaven. Say, well, when you gonna get it when I leave it? If you don't have it now, you ain't got it. If you don't have it in your hand when you exit, you ain't gonna get it on the way out. You get it here. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John, Matthew's 19, 17, what does it say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
How plain is that? So if we want eternal life, where are we going but right here?
Right.
Where the Son is bringing the commandments. Read.
Yes. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder.
What?
Thou shalt not commit
adultery. I believe he's quoting the 10 precepts. Yes. Because when you do those, you're pleasing God.
Yes.
And if you really honor one another on and on and on, you're not going to have gods before me and on and on and on. But he's only quoting those that you really understand right off.
Yes.
Thou shalt what?
Thou shalt
no murder.
Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
What?
Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
What did he say?
The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept.
Well, I don't hurt nobody. I don't kill nobody. I don't lie. That's one thing I don't do. I do not lie. Biggest coveter it is. But the scripture says if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. So you may say, I'm not condemning none of those things. But what about all those gods?
Right.
What about taking his name in vain and making graven images? Because if you're not living holy and keeping the commandments as is spoken, don't remember the Sabbath, you're yet offending in all of them.
Right. Yes.
But if you knew that, you wouldn't be asked, what good thing shall I do?
Right.
What did he say?
Right. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up.
What?
What lack I yet?
What am I lacking? That means you don't have no vision. As the Lord said, if anyone would do his will, you'll know the doctrine. If he was doing his will, he would know what eternal life was. Read.
Jesus said unto him, if thou will be perfect.
Well, stop. What do you mean perfect? Can't anybody live perfect? Why is he saying it? That's another lie. Where else are you going to go to hear about perfection? Because the whole world all over say, ain't nobody perfect. They've been touting that since I remember from a baby, just about. That's all I've ever heard. Ain't nobody perfect. But Jesus. That's all I've ever heard. Where are you going to go?
All right.
Read.
Go and sell that thou hast and give it to the poor.
What?
And thou shalt have treasure in heaven and come and follow me.
So wait a minute. You got to sell those things that are your gods. Because that's what that was.
Yes.
Things are people's gods sometimes. Guess what those things are when they look in the mirror?
Yes.
It's about how they feel today. Well, I don't think God is going to bother me. I'm just tired. I'm tired of going to church every so-and-so-and-so. I don't think God is like that. Well, see, that's in your mind. But we're supposed to move with the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful? And God said, anytime you disassemble on the Sabbath, you're not with your people, you're sinning. And you are in death. That's what God said. But somebody don't have no understanding of God. Say, I don't believe God like that. And that's all right. That's what you believe, but that ain't what Scripture's saying. Right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And he said, but if you're going to be perfect, in other words, if you want to be sure about your salvation, go sell those, get rid of those gods. What did he do? What did he say?
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful.
Same thing. He went away sorrowful. So this is what happened. The Lord began to preach and bring knowledge to the people. They didn't want to hear what he had said. Eat my flesh. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
That's right.
Yeah. Those words caused me to go backwards.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing. We taught certain words here. We bring you to Scripture, and certain words make people want to go away.
Right.
But who are you going to?
Right.
If you have the words of eternal life,
that's
where are you
right.
going?
That's, right.
That's what you should be looking for.
All right.
Words of eternal life.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Is that what it's all about?
For he had great possessions.
And wait a minute. You should be looking for words of perfection. Because that's what he said. Be ye therefore perfect. He didn't change it when he said, if you're going to be perfect now. Because I'm done it. Okay, let's go another level.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.